I'm Steve Adams, candidate for Moore County Sheriff. My goal is to make our Moore County Sheriff's Office the finest department in the state, with the best trained, best educated, best equipped, and best paid deputies. We will reduce crime in Moore County for the first time in decades through new leadership, effective use of current resources, and innovative new policies. We will create an environment that all staff will enjoy working and advancing their careers in. We will also make the Sheriff's Department free to the taxpayer, plus generate up to a potential $25 million in net annual income from the Moore County Sheriff's Department that can be used to build schools, a courthouse, or other county amenities. The job of sheriff is that of a manager. The sheriff manages the assets, personnel, and resources of the Sheriff's Department. When you think about it, our sheriff has very little to do with actual hands-on law enforcement. A deputy's only management experience comes from being promoted through the ranks of the department and the vast unaccountable government bureaucracy that is always feeding from the public trough. That's why we have spent hundreds of millions of dollars at the Moore County Sheriff's Office only to see crime statistics rise while eroding away our moral base. My management experience comes from the private sector, where every dollar has to be managed properly in order to survive in business. I come from a world outside of politics, where track records and accomplishments count, words don't. There are others on the Moore County Executive Committee who are qualified to do what I am proposing. However, I am the one being considered and the only one submitting a plan. The question is, who do you want managing your $11 million per year Moore County Sheriff's Department budget? A government bureaucrat who has never managed a company or signed the front of a paycheck, or a professional business manager who has met the needs of the public for 41 years in order to survive in the business world? Since I have lived in Moore County, with one exception, the sheriff has always risen to power by being appointed by the Moore County Executive Committee. Every time the chief deputy with no management experience is selected to replace the outgoing sheriff. And every time we get the same results, higher crime rates. You cannot take a novice manager and put him in a detail management position with an $11 million budget and expect him to succeed. The best he can do is keep in place those proven unsuccessful policies and tweak them as time moves on. Airlines are much like the Sheriff's Department. They're charged with keeping people safe. However, there is a reason they don't hire pilots to run airlines. It's because pilots, in most cases, are not managers. They're great pilots. Yet the managers they do hire to run the airline does not know how to fly the plane he manages. He surrounds himself with great people to get the job done and provide the leadership to make the company successful. Over the last 2 years, I have received numerous letters from current and former deputies. Plus, many of them have come and talked to me. One constant theme that always comes up is the existence of the good old boys network within the Sheriff's Department. Many deputies have left our department after we have spent thousands of dollars training them because they see no future for their careers because they're not part of the good old boys network. This network must stop. However, it will never stop by hiring a member of the network and putting them in charge. Everyone's career should be based on their performance and not based on who they know. Politics has no place in the Sheriff's Department. Drug crimes are 90% of our problem here in Moore County, across the state and country. Unfortunately, here in Moore County, not a single statistic is available on how bad the problem in our county is. You would think, with the problem being as big as it is, there would be some statistics to measure our progress against the war on drugs. Instead, law enforcement, from the Attorney General to every police department in the state, are more interested in perpetuating what I call the big lie when it comes to crime statistics. The SBI annual crime report that promotes the deception of the real crime figures claims that crime has declined 20% in Moore County in the last 10 years. What the report does not tell you is that the report only covers 1.5% of all reported crime, and that the books are cooked. Every time a crime is reported, is classified as either a Type 1 or a Type 2 crime. Type 1 crimes constitute only 1.5% of all the crimes committed. Yet, They are the only crimes that they release statistics on. There are only 8 Type 1 crimes, which are murder, rape, robbery, aggravated assault, burglary, larceny, arson, and stolen vehicles. All the other 100,000-plus crimes, which constitute 98.5% of all crimes, are Type 2 crimes. 90% of all crimes are caused by drug crimes, which are a Type 2 crime. Hence, there are no statistics available for Type 2 crimes. So if larcenies, a Type 1 crime, are trending upwards, all they do is reclassify some of the cases as stolen property, a Type 2 crime. Likewise, if burglaries, a Type 1 crime, are too high, they reclassify some of them as breaking and entering, a Type 2 crime. That is how they cook the books in order to falsify the claim of a drop in crime. To put it in perspective, as far as Moore County is concerned, there were approximately 2,200 Type 1 crimes in Moore County in 2014. The majority of those Type 1 crimes were for burglary and larceny. On the other hand, there were over 150,000 Type 2 crimes reported in Moore County in 2014. The SBI crime report is generated annually by the North Carolina Department of Justice. If you look at the overall report, county by county, you'll notice that each county, on average, has a miraculous drop in crime each year of about 2%. The state as a whole, miraculously, has a steady drop in overall crime. Remember, we are only talking about Type 1 crimes, and this happens year after year. If this were true, we would be downsizing detention centers and prisons, not building new ones. Yet we continue to build more and more jail cells into our detention centers, as well as more prisons and courtrooms. Our Attorney General is not going to let a crime report show an increase in crime for the state of North Carolina. That would be bad for economic growth and for the Attorney General's political future. This is why the books are cooked, to ensure the outcome. Here is the sad irony concerning Type 1 crimes. 90% of the Type 1 crimes are never solved. But since they miraculously drop 2% each year, law enforcement pounds its chest and promotes the idea that crime has come down because of the wonderful job they are doing. To promote such nonsense as fact gives citizens a false sense of security that does not exist. Plus, it's just an outright lie. The root cause of 90% of all crime in America is drugs. No one in law enforcement disputes that number. Whether it's murder, robbery, or assault, 90% of the time the motivating factor behind the crime is for the sole purpose of obtaining illegal drugs. Americans are so fixated on their next high, we've lost all perspective as to how bad the problem is. Our sheriff's department does not have a clue how bad it is or how to fix it. There is not one single statistic available to the public to even tell us how bad the drug problem is in Moore County. The taxpayers have spent over $100 million in the last 10 years, but the Sheriff's Department cannot produce one statistic to measure the success or failure of its drug policy. Let's take a look at exactly how the department handles drug crimes and why our current policies fail, followed by my solutions to why my policies will succeed. Let's suppose John Doe is arrested for drug trafficking. Under our current policy, here's what will happen. John Doe will be taken to the detention center and stand before a magistrate, and a bail amount will be established. One of two things will happen. Either John Doe will be bailed out and he's back in business for the next 3 years, or he will sit in a jail cell for the next 3 years at a cost of $210,000 to the Moore County taxpayer, waiting for his trial date, which will never take place. While John Doe is waiting for his trial date to arrive, the evidence will be sent to the SBI Crime Lab, where due to an excessive backlog, the evidence will sit on a shelf for 2 years waiting to be analyzed. Once analyzed, the report will be sent back to the county confirming that illegal drugs were present. Then it will take at least one more year before a trial can begin because the technician who tested the drug schedule has to work with the district attorney's schedule, defense schedule, and the court schedule. By the time all those schedules merge, another year has passed. But even then, the trial will probably never take place. Here's why. By the date of the trial, there is a high probability the arresting deputy will not even be working at the sheriff's department. The annual turnover at the department is currently over 30% due to low morale, low pay, and the good old boys management style that chases good employees away. Another reason the trial will probably never take place is because witnesses needed for the trial will have moved on or disappeared, since no tracking system is established to keep them engaged. At that point, the district attorney has no choice but to strike a plea bargain deal, because the case has literally fallen apart. 97% of all drug cases end in a plea bargain deal because of the pathetic way the sheriff's department handles drug cases. Drug busts are almost pointless when the outcome is a plea deal 97% of the time. Defendants as well as defense attorneys know the outcome of a drug bust before it even starts. Dealers and traffickers just look at getting caught as part of doing business. They just sit back and wait for the plea deal bargain to arrive. But what if there was a way to turn all this around and save the taxpayers millions of dollars at the same time? What if there was a way to get evidence back in 2 days and get the trial within 3 months and get a 97% conviction rate and start sending the dealers and traffickers who are poisoning our kids, family, friends, coworkers, and society with their poison to prison and get the justice that society deserves and has paid for? Well, there is a way, and this is exactly how I will accomplish it. The first thing we must do is install our own crime lab. Space already exists in the detention center for a crime lab. Instead of bearing the cost of establishing the lab from scratch at a price tag of $1 million, it would make much more economic sense to provide this space to a subcontractor. Cumberland County recently did exactly this at an annual cost of $288,000. Forsyth County has installed a crime lab too, and the judge makes the defendant pay for the tests. If we could speed up the trial of just two incarcerated prisoners by 2.8 years, remember it currently takes 3 years to get a drug dealer to trial, the saved incarceration fees will more than pay the annual cost of running the crime lab. The annual cost can also be reduced even more by sharing it with one or two more counties and possible government grants. It can also be used as a teaching lab in conjunction with Sand Hills Community College, which could further reduce operating cost. This is such a no-brainer that there should be a neon sign on the sheriff's wall that says, "It's the crime lab, Sheriff." We could then pass the savings on to the deputies and detention center employees in the form of merit raises. I want our staff to be the best paid in their field in our state. This will help boost morale, increase productivity, but above all, help retain good help. When an opening does occur, better candidates will be applying for the job. Right now, we're just a training ground for surrounding counties who snatch our employees away once we've trained them on your nickel. Last year, the federal government spent over $80 billion renting jail space. There is no reason $45 million of those dollars cannot be spent right here in Moore County. We are already participating with other detention centers by helping to supply space for overflow situations. Between the old and new detention centers, there are 288 beds. After our new crime lab reduces demand on our detention center, we will only have a need for 70 beds. That leaves 218 beds that can be leased out. I am told on average the federal government will lease beds for $575 per day. That is a gross of $45,752,750. After deducting the added cost of housing the prisoners, the sheriff's department should be able to give back to the county, on top of a free sheriff's department, up to $25 million annually. This surplus of cash will allow us to give the citizens of Moore County the best paid, educated, equipped, and trained staff in the state of North Carolina. Deputies will look forward to coming to work under my leadership. I will reorganize the staff into teams and reward teams with bonuses for accomplishing goals. Everyone's opinion and idea will be considered to achieve our goals. Deputies will quickly learn that I am there to support their mission, which will always be the following. Number one, build the community to you. Number two, never, ever compromise your integrity. Number three, protect and serve everyone, especially children, the elderly, and innocent animals. Getting drug dealers and traffickers out of our county will be my number one goal. By putting in a crime lab and letting them go to trial within 90 days instead of the current 3 years, and then sending them to prison, we'll send a strong message. That will be, if you choose to be in the drug distribution business, you better find some other place than Moore County to do it. Because when you are caught in our county, there will be no delays or plea deals. You will go to prison. I will also use my two radio stations and encourage the public with a year-round campaign to turn in tips about drug activity in our community. This will result in a dramatic drop in drug dealing and trafficking arrests, because the offenders will move their operations to other counties, where it will still take 3 years to get to trial. Cutting down the supply of drugs is just half the equation. The demand side is much larger and will require a complex, multi-tiered approach. The first thing we need to do is to develop a program tailored to each school level and present it during an assembly at each school in the county every year in an effort to reach every single student. The higher the school level, the more intense the program needs to be in order to convey the consequences associated with doing drugs. Next, we need to develop what I call a way out program. When someone is busted for felony possession of drugs, for example, one prescription pill, and they are a first-time offender, there should be a way for them to get the offense expunged from their record. I would work with the district attorney's office and the courts to develop a plan whereby the defendant first gives up their supplier. Secondly, they would come in weekly for the next 6 months and be tested for drugs. Thirdly, they would perform a prescribed amount of community service and would be paired with a mentor who is a rehabilitated drug offender. Upon successful completion of the program, the defendant's record would be expunged. I would also like to start a Scared Straight program in an effort to reach those youths who are on the borderline of committing their lives to a life of crime and gangs. These programs have been successful in turning around many lives in other communities. It has been my honor to be considered for the position of sheriff of Moore County. In closing, let me ask you one question. If I am appointed sheriff, what's the worst thing that could happen? The answer is the department would move forward with little change. However, I assure you that will not happen. I have never failed at any project I have ever taken on. I will work relentlessly until I have achieved success. We will bring down real crime rates in Moore County, and we will start winning the war on drugs. We will all once again enjoy a safe environment for our county, and you will be proud of your Moore County Sheriff Department. I am constantly talking to fellow Republicans about the condition of our county, state, and country. The number one complaint I often hear is that nothing ever changes. North Carolina law allows anyone who can legally hold office to become sheriff. This is so that the citizens can pick the right candidate to fit the situation in their county. If this were Ashe County, North Carolina, where the Sheriff Department staff has about 15 deputies, I would not be the right candidate, since the sheriff is actively patrolling with his deputies. However, this is Moore County, where you have 75 deputies, 46 detention officers, and a potential 288 inmates. This is an environment that is better handled with professional management skills rather than deputy skills. At the age of 27, I took my life savings of $25,000 and went to the bank and secured 3 residential construction loans. Within 6 years, I had grown my construction company into the largest home building company in the state of North Carolina. I had over 100 homes under construction at any one time, and I built over 2,000 homes. I submit that I'm not just a good manager, I'm a great manager. I possess the skills needed to make my plans for the Moore County Sheriff's Department a reality. As a member of the Moore County Republican Executive Committee, you must decide who is going to be the next sheriff. For this election, you have 2 distinct paths to choose from. Down path A, you have 2 very qualified candidates with impressive law enforcement careers. They are both good men and will keep the Sheriff's Department as it has been, complete with rising crime rates, a good old boys bureaucratic management network, and constantly rising budgets. The other path, Path B, is the one I have proposed, with a crime lab, a 97% conviction rate for drug dealers and traffickers, and a plan to eliminate them from our county, a free sheriff's department to the Moore County taxpayer, and a potential $25 million annual surplus to build schools and a new courthouse. It's easy to choose path A. No one will be upset with you, and the pilot will write nice things about you. I am asking you to choose path B with me, because it is the right thing to do for our county. I will use my radio station to rapidly educate the public as to the wisdom of your decision. Together, we will make the Moore County Sheriff's Department the premier agency I know it can be. Thank you for your consideration. May God bless you and guide you in making the correct choice for our great county.